Donnie will have to come out, but then Donnie will keep sneaking back in. We know how he is. Donnie needs his own thing, like his own spot that we just keep going back to, and he tries to sneak
like a
into
box,
the
box. Does something crazy?
Yeah, he just tries to sneak into the main shot, but we never quite let him.
We just have a camera on him the entire time, just snooping around.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly what it should be. Is Donnie like a first person?
You should just wear a GoPro on your forehead.
That would probably referee cam.
Yeah,
with like a little Batman costume, just running around doing crazy stuff.
I'm Batman.
Hey, don't do impressions better than me, Donnie.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
But if they're good, I don't mind. All right, so this is, I don't know, these are probably going to get mixed and matched because, did you change shirts?
Yeah, well, I was blending in with the wall.
Oh, right, but now we can't edit that to be something else. So at the beginning, I could have mixed any episode to be anything, but now because...
Do you want me to change back?
It took away from, it got a little scary. It was on camera. Felt a little dirty.
Well, now people think that you just don't change your shirt.
Well, no, I'm telling people flat out that we're shooting them all at the same time to get them going. But I do have 9 of the same shirt.
You see something you like, you just buy it.
I told you in the last episode, which might have been 3 episodes by now,
what day is it?
That it's Thursday in the future. that I had brought a jacket, but it was so warm in here. That was my change. I thought about bringing change of clothes because we're going to have to do this from time to time. And we might even, they do this on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys, Adonis knows. He's been there.
You shoot a bunch of episodes and you just go change clothes?
Yeah, constantly. Like Letterman used to not do on, they didn't shoot on Fridays. They'd shoot 2 on Monday. And then the Friday show was way less topical.
Yeah, like seeing wrestling back in the days. I remember watching Raw, and then they're going to film SmackDown just before it or something like that.
Do we just compare David Letterman to wrestling? I'd love to see that.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. The passing of Mean Gene Okerlund really, really made me sad. So that just dated this show.
Can you throw a pencil at me?
You know what, Mean Gene? Let me tell you something, brother.
Right? That's everybody's.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. Man, when the say your prayers,
what do you
eat your
mean,
vitamins.
Brother?
I just.
Hulk said it. I mean, Hulk said it.
So, all right. So, we're going to get into this. Let's introduce ourselves. I am Frank Caliendo, local hero, national D-list star.
Brandon Bonney. I'm the local comic book nerd.
Here's another great thing. This is what I was going to tell you earlier before, and we'll get to introduce you guys in a minute. That I wish you had called it Brendan's Comics.
That's not my name.
Exactly. Let me follow through.
All right, let's go.
So you call it Brendan's Comics, and then you tell everybody your name's Brandon. So welcome to Brendan's Comic. Welcome to Brendan's Comics. My name's Brandon. Or they come in and go, hey, do you own this place? Yes. What's your name? Brandon. Okay, Brandon's Comic. No, it's Brendan's Comics.
People can barely remember my name's Brandon to begin with.
Oh, they're going to know for sure by the end of this episode.
Pretty much.
What do you think, Brandon?
About what?
It was just to give you the point to so you...
Hi, my name is Adonis.
I thought it was just his text he didn't get. Well, yeah. Do we need to be Drax? You are Drax. Why?
I'll give you one better. Why is Gamora?
That's all Juliet, my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter. I'll give you.
Why is Gamora?
That's what I couldn't think of. I couldn't think of the reference, but I knew it was there. And thank you for being
You're
comic
well,
book
well
guy.
Done.
Adonis.
Hi.
Is that your real name?
Yes, it is.
Sabonis.
That's Avetus Sabonis.
Yeah, yeah, I like it? To call his name
Adonis. That's an interesting name.
Yeah, my mom was studying Greek mythology when I was in the oven.
That's true.
Yes.
Your mom put you in an oven?
While I was.
Brandon, where you go with some of this stuff? Your mom put you in an oven.
All right.
So Adonis, your mom was studying Greek mythology.
Yep. While she was going to school before I was born, and she called me Adonis because that was her favorite god.
Yeah.
God
of beauty.
Yes, he's more of like a demigod, basically the lover of Persephone and Aphrodite. So, yeah, he was a man whore.
So he likes to get around.
Pretty much.
I got a feeling that holds true.
Yeah. Well, he's about to be a father too.
Are you're married? No, oh, yeah, okay, great.
No, no,
I got a feeling that was true.
Thank you.
How old are you?
32.
Okay, so you're a kid. Everybody's a kid to me. Anybody under 60 is a kid. Congratulations, you have a baby on the way.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you very much.
All right, and Donnie.
Yeah. What else are you going to say? And there's Donnie.
You are going to battle Brandon for awkwardness. I can tell you right now. I'm going to win.
Damn it, Donnie. Shut the... Donnie, you're out of your element, Donnie.
No one, never here. We want you here. Oh, no, this is what makes it great. Everything that people usually, if you think they're bothered by you or something like that, that is what's going to make you great here.
Yes.
That is there. Every so. Single thing.
So.
And so tell me a little bit about yourself, Donnie. You are
37 years old, been collecting comic books for 28 years.
You know exactly how long. Don't fake it.
27
years, 6 months.
In 3 days and 14 hours, 13 minutes and 12 seconds, that's 13 a, seconds.
That's,
14.
That's it. That's what was going on in your brain. And that's what I love about you, Donnie. So, all right. So you've been collecting comics and Donnie's so polite that he actually goes, is it okay if I go fanboy on you in the, he goes,
is that
I'm
what
not,
he said?
Yeah. He's like, I'm not like these other losers who didn't know who you are. I watched Mad TV and all this best yep. episode ever.
I thought you were on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know you did.
This again?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm trying not to repeat. But that's apparently what every episode is going to be the same. Brandon's episodes are all the same.
So basically, it's these
gonna
be, are like the Dragon
like Groundhog
Ball Z
Day
episodes.
Of Brandon. Right. Yeah. It's going to be you're going to have catchphrases not on purpose. How do you guys know each other, Brandon? Brandon meeting Donnie.
Whenever I started opening up the store, I started blasting a lot of media out, and I was trying to get a hold of, you know, future, I don't like to call them customers, but future guests that come in here.
Of course, because you charge people who come to your house, guests in your house. You're like, hey, yeah. That'll be $250 if you want to leave with a napkin.
What should I call them?
I know they.
That's
everybody
what Target
does it.
Calls to customers.
Everybody,
as well.
Everybody's guests now because it's the syntax, it's the jargon. It's
I'd rather call my
bull.
People. What, how about my people?
How about your customers?
I don't like
that
your
are
customers.
Also your friends because it's real. They can be your friends and your customers. There's a reality. You can call them people because they are people. I believe everybody in this place is a person except maybe Donnie. I have questions.
Donnie's a mutant that we haven't figured out
yet. I believe he's got powers.
I think I am. I just don't know him. I haven't figured him out yet.
Yeah. There's like Professor Xavier is hooked up. Oh. He's with Cerebro and he's like, there's one, but I'm not sure what he does. Which might be my favorite part of Deadpool is him just
running around that.
I was like, I hope, but as soon as I saw that house, I was like, I hope Deadpool, yes, he's in the chair. So these other guys were ashamed. A lot of the, I got to ask you this too, Adonis, you're a big comic guy.
Yes.
Okay.
For a long
I'll get back
time.
To you.
Okay.
That was awkward. Did you ever stop the comics? Were you ashamed of the comics?
No, never was ashamed. I always actually had a Wizard magazine with me, which if you guys
explain
don't know
that
what that is,
me.
Absolutely. Wizard was a magazine that was published with artists about the comic books and everything, but behind that was a price guide. So you can actually learn about it, like, oh, this is their first appearance. This is why it's a key. That's why it's worth so much, and actually just keep track of
and this was a book. How long ago was this?
Oh, I believe it came out in 91, 92.
Has this gone digital yet, or is it still a book?
No, I thought it was supposed to come out. No, they actually stopped. The Ryan Reynolds one with the Green Lantern was the last one. That was 2010. And the thing is with the...
Donnie's talking. Who are you...
Oh,
who's more important?
I was Googling.
Oh, you're looking
it
up?
When,
okay.
When did
I saw
start?
Contacts, I thought. So I was like, oh, is he going through his contacts?
Tony Kornheiser. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
Don't pick a fight with Adonis. He's,
no.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm too pretty.
We'll probably figure out what my superheroes are.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut people off.
It's okay. Yeah. So
that's my superhero power, cutting people off.
But you're really good at it.
Great.
So Wizard last published in 2010. It was the Ryan Reynolds cover of the Green Lantern one. That was the last one. And it's funny.
Time out. Before you go on, you are going to become a superstar on this thing. I don't know what I was thinking, keeping you over there and just having you walk in. Continue, sir. My power is back.
It's just funny when you look at a wizard from from 92. It has a good bit. You can see like X-Men 1 through all the way with right now. But now when you get the latest one from 2010, it's really chopped up. Like they're only doing like key issues.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, just I don't know. They're just not as fun to read like they were back in the day. So I actually still have a couple Wizard magazines because they're still fun to go through and compare the prices then.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you look at X-Men number one, it's like, oh man, I finally had $5,000 back then, you know, when you're 12.
And no, what's it worth now?
Depends what grade you want, but yeah, anywhere from 30 to 60. I mean, just depending on grade. It's just, yeah, one of those 1963, 64.
I want a 12th grader.
Wait, what?
I was trying to make a high school reference.
We need to edit that.
Because I was going to go eighth grade. I'm like, that's underage. That's awkward.
No, that's just weird.
That's just creepy.
Oh, gosh.
I found another mutant power, the power to just be creepy.
I've had that my entire life.
I bet there's a lot. Yeah, I believe I've just, maybe some of your powers rubbed off on me.
Oh, gosh.
I still question
it's
Jen.
It's that pizza.
I still question Jen. She's so beautiful, yet so confused.
It's power manipulation, remember?
Oh, right. That's a... So give me you, Adonis. You were always into comics, break away from comics at all, ashamed of them at some point?
So I was always into comics and cartoons. Mostly I just wanted to, I wanted to draw them. That's
oh, really?
Okay. So I went to school and I got my art degree. So,
which is great. I'm sure that pays off. No, it's a joke. You guys, you can't.
Did you see the look on his face, though?
Because it was real, but it's also a joke.
Yeah, it did hit a little close.
There's
to home,
a reality to that.
It's fine.
I know. That's why I did it. By the way, I have no feelings.
That's great.
Hey there, fella. Norbert, just that's what I'm gonna call him. Norbert, that guy just looked in.
My neighbor,
was that who it was?
Yeah,
would you be my neighbor?
I wish you wouldn't be mine.
So that's what we're gonna do when Brandon says something awkward. We're just stopping.
Should have a sound, it's all right, we can edit something. Did you,
I'm not, there's a lot of stuff I'm keeping in just to keep your character.
Exactly.
All right, so you were ashamed of the comics. You weren't ashamed.
Not really ashamed,
because you're an artiste. Do you think that has something to do with it?
Yes. It was more so like I grew up in South Florida, and until my brother was born, we kind of were in the urban side, if you will. And
I could tell by the way you speak. Urban side, if you will.
Honestly,
you're almost Shakespearean. Shakespearean Adonis. What is your worry? What are you?
Nothing. Nothing. You're hitting on so many points. It's making me
like, oh, that's just you. Like this might be racist. Is that? That's a, like, look,
like so, Corbin. I kind of forgot there's a camera on me too.
I've noticed. You're gonna go. Yeah, we have to be real careful. A lot of people are gonna people. Some people are gonna be bleeped out because of swearing. You're gonna be bleeped out so you keep your job.
Please don't tell my boss.
No, I actually used to get made fun of when I was a child because of the way I spoke. I didn't speak like the other black kids, and that was mainly because I'm the first in my family born in America.
Oh, really? Where's your family from?
Jamaica.
Oh, that's cool.
So everyone right. has...
You were born beach. Here?
No, I was born in Greenwich, Connecticut. Then we moved down to South Florida.
And oh, I'm in the U.S. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. I was born in Northeast. And I just didn't talk like everybody else, so I...
Yeah, that's tough. You've dropped us down enough. But that, yeah, I've seen that quite a bit. It's exactly. There's always for the white, some kids, it's always the black kids will say to you, you're not black enough. And the white people will exactly. be like, you are black. Yeah. it's just brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Donnie, you are from Cuba?
I'm from Georgia originally.
Are you from Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? So let's find out what comic book collection?
Yes, I do. Basically, I've always loved Spider-Man, so I basically surrounded myself around Spider-Man and Spawn. Because when I was started again in the comic books, that's when Spawn dropped and the whole Image scene was starting and things like that. So I have a lot of Image and Spider-Man comics, but I have a lot of side hitters
as well.
Did
you ever hear there was, I don't, years ago, there's a story in the, it was a, I don't remember, it probably wasn't something I read because I don't read much other than comics now, but it was probably in the news that a lot of black kids identified with Spider-Man because he was in a mask.
Well, I identified
that could be listened to or completely wrong.
I was keeping my mouth
shut. But no, because his identity was hidden and he could be anybody. Right. And now he is, which is great.
Exactly. And that was the kind of the message in Into the Spider-Verse. Like, they, anyone who wears the mask, that's who you are, who you want to be.
But they didn't have to do Spider-Pig.
Yeah,
right?
They did. They got Spider-Pigs.
Yeah, he's actually going to get a spin-off, I think.
Yeah.
An oink off?
Yeah.
No, I...
A squeal
I,
off?
I honestly identified with Peter Parker because...
You did? Okay.
Because he came up from, you know, he went through the struggle as, quote unquote.
Right.
He came up, he did what he wanted to do. He did what was needed. You know, that whole with great power comes great responsibility, like, really resonated with me from when I was a kid. And so I just kind of followed Spider-Man around and then found different things as along the journey.
Donnie, favorite comic that you own?
Incredible Hulk 181. First appearance of Wolverine again. Okay.
That's Joe's too.
Are you and Joe gonna?
Yeah.
Where's your tats?
I probably paid less than Joe.
Don't
I don't
show
know.
Me.
I've had mine for 14 years. Because I
your tats?
Grew up no tats. Oh, I wanted a Wolverine tattoo actually, but I grew up on the X-Men cartoon. There's Wolverine right there. Wolverine. But no, it's not as yours. It's a 9.0. But I only paid $550 for it. So
guys, let's not fight about our grades.
People are about to start pissing on themselves.
No, I'm messing around. He's kind of bitch slap me with his Amazing Fantasies number 15 there.
Yeah.
What did you just say? Bitch slapped me with his Amazing
Fantasies. Yeah, his first appearance of Spider-Man, yeah.
There's starting to be comic boners in here.
What did I get myself
into? I have
into?
No idea. That's why we were asking
this
you what
is,
you're doing here.
Zach's over there eating pizza like, I was normal. I was the normal one. Tell everybody. Joe's like, this is the way it should have been, guys. Should have been Joe 1, 2, 3. All right, so most expensive comic you have?
It'd be the same one again.
Okay, so that's and you?
I haven't gotten mine graded yet. I kind of just look at them every once in a while, just because, like I said, I usually choose the book based off of the cover, based off of who the artist
is. Because of the art, right?
Exactly, and that's where
is
I
Is that
go.
Something, what do you do now? You're in?
I'm in sales.
Okay.
He's actually my Instagram guy. He's really been helping out the business.
Like, he's going to be doing some logo stuff for us. And we'll get your our stuff is going to be all Comic Playground. Go to comicplayground.com to find out information, all the Instagram and everything about us. The Twitter's the only one that's really different, but comicplayground.com will give you our Comic Playground is Instagram, everything except for Twitter, which is Playground Comic. Because somebody took that a while ago that in 2010 that
they put an S at the end.
Yeah, well, they did. They had an S in it in their podcast, but it's too many letters for a Twitter handle.
Okay.
So, let's see, Donnie, give me the, cause we're going to bring Corbin in here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what's the thing you're looking forward to most? And in future episodes, we're going to get more specific on different things. I just want everybody to meet the cast of people who, if you guys are finding this fun, if you don't want to be in any in the future, too bad, you're stuck. what are you, is there something you're, are you, you're a big MCU guy?
Yeah, very big. Basically, I pretty much look at all the news of what movies, what shows are coming out, and then I'm going to go ahead and buy their comic books. Like, a lot of people may and may not know, I'll be happy to spoil it all for you, of what comic book movies are in adaptation right now. You got Punisher Season 2 coming out, Kingpin, or I'm sorry, yeah, thank you, Jigsaw. This out because I get brain freeze.
No, I love it. It's part of you.
Yeah,
you're really good off camera.
I'm just kidding. Black Panther was so popular with the
it was
black, yes, very, very popular. It had a black director, black
it did
actor, black, yeah, everything. So they're gonna go on now
with I hadn't
it.
Heard
yeah
Have they didn't this? Promote that at all.
I did.
So you want to pick up a copy of Marvel Special Edition number 15, first appearance of Shang-Chi or Shang-Chi. I'm not sure exactly. That's going to be the next movie. It's going to have an Asian director. It's Kung Fu. Oh, so really? They're going to have all Asian cast and everything like that.
Well, well, I believe that Captain Marvel is going to be huge as well, because that's the first female lead.
Oh, yeah. She's going to come mess up Thanos.
Yeah. Everybody else calls him Thanos, but Thanos. They keep... I call him Thanos.
Tarjay.
Yeah, right? Thanos. In your Infinity Gauntlet.
I just call him Than. We tight.
You guys have a very intimate relationship.
I got it too. I just didn't find it anything but weird.
See, I thought it was normal. That sounded good to me.
So do you have theories? You got any theories? On Endgame.
Well, word out on the street is there was people that were able to look up the cast of the end credits, and Hugh Jackman popped up in there.
I told you,
really? Everybody.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, everybody. And then
Hulk Vereen.
Oh God, let's hope not. I do hope for a Red Hulk, but we'll see. But yeah, so they quickly took that down. You cannot find any trace of it now. But. I mean, that's my
wish. Do you think Deadpool went back in time and fixed it?
That's wishful thinking, too, on my end.
That would be an interesting... Okay.
But, yeah, another one real quick is Netflix bought Rob Liefeld's collection. You know, Rob Liefeld did Deadpool, Wildcats, a whole bunch of Image.
Youngblood.
Yes, Youngblood. Yep. So if you get Youngblood number 2, the first movie Netflix is going to do is called as a Prophet, character named Prophet. And his first appearance is not Prophet number 1, first rookie mistake of comics. It's never usually the first comic.
Yep.
It's but his is Youngblood number 2 is a first full appearance of Prophet.
Okay.
So yeah. But the only ones that are actually like number 1s that are actually worth something is a Hulk 1, cuz that's actually his first appearance. X-Men number 1, that's actually his first, and Fantastic Four. There's very few. Everybody else, like Wolverine, would be Incredible Hulk 181, or your Spider-Man is going to be Amazing Fantasies number 15. But yeah, that's the thing I learned when I was collecting comics. It's never the first one. You got to search for it. Fortunately, I didn't have the internet then, but yeah. Awesome.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Have you guys heard anything about Fantastic Four bleed over at all? Nothing? Nothing?
There should be something starting.
I'm hoping
the only thing that was good about that last movie was Jessica Alba.
Wait, oh no,
that's
my
not,
son.
That's not the last movie.
My
that's
son.
Last, that's not the last movie.
Well, that was the last one that was kind of good.
That's no.
I don't know.
Michael B. Jordan
with Jessica Alba in it.
He was Human Torch, right?
I didn't see it.
But now he's. I forgot. Mara. Yes, Kate Mara.
From House of Cards. Wasn't that who she was?
Yes.
When are we allowed to talk about Kevin Spacey anymore? Probably not.
Why are we talking about Kevin Spacey anymore?
You probably should look at the news. Take your face out of the comic book and see what he's been doing. Because it's not good.
As we row in ourselves into the new beyond.
I'm actually hoping X-Men's the first movie Disney does, but before Fantastic Four. But
that would be awesome.
Has that purchase been made yet? I thought that was still being worked out. Fox deal is done. Marvel deal is still being hammered out. Okay, so the Fox deal is done.
By the way, Brandon's Comics loves to trade. Anybody that ever wants to trade, Brandon's Comics
that was
loves
a great,
to trade.
Great segue.
That's what I'm hoping. Beautiful. With Avengers. I'm hoping Deadpool and Wolverine somehow make it in there, or even other X-Men, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a new Wolverine, honestly. A new
Deadpool
cast,
and Wolverine, you're saying? Or what do you...
He's back on the Wolverine diet.
So, oh man,
I read that too. Talk about the background. Money talks. Marvel and Phil. You guys aware of that background?
No, we'll get you. We'll have to get it. We have to get you on a mic at some point. So, basically, the rights are split up. Oh, so keep talking when we're not on the mic. That's good. No, we're gonna bring you in a little bit.
I love Frank's smile. I love his real smile.
I'm very similar to yeah. Daniel Tosh, where I get away with murder because of it. Daniel Tosh and I, same guy. All right, Donnie. Well, you're gonna be if you got any information for us coming up. We're gonna get Corbin in here, but we may you're gonna be back on some other podcasts, and if you got some,
oh, definitely.
If you're gonna fix us at some point.
Fix what?
No, fix it.
We're going to get another camera in a box just to put Donnie in.
That would be nice to have my own little booth.
Yeah, there we go. I'll set it up. We're right over there. You got to get your own booth.
Donnie booth.
Donnie booth.
Donnie booth.
We'll build him into a little cage. Give him some food. It's water every once in a while.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It just cut to me. Donnie, you're out of your element.
Go back to your den.
And give this look.
Oh man!
The longer you hey, watch, it stops being funny, and then it gets funny again. Watch. That's Will Ferrell comedy right there, man.
All right,
all right, know, Donnie. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it. Great
you very
job,
much, Donnie.
Absolutely. All right, so we've just added a bigger version of me.
Pretty much,
the right. Kingpin.
The Kingpin is back. Introduce people to you.
My name is Justin. I am a local from Tempe, Arizona.
And you work over at you work at ASU, or you
I do.
You're training at ASU?
No, I do work for ASU. I work for the Teachers College. I support them technically in their IT department.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were laughing about that. I was like,
no.
I was like, that is rude.
Am I a
Corbin.
Joke to you?
So what was that? Let's get straight to you're a collector? You're the collector.
I would say I'm a collector.
Who's the collector? Name. What's his name? What's the collector's name?
Benicio Tinker? Del Toro.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Benicio Del Toro.
What's his name? What is it? Who plays? What's his name? The guy who is the collector. He has a like it's Tinker Taylor Soldier Spy or something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Come on. You guys don't know the name
you
of the collector?
I gotta Google that one.
Ten.
What's the collector's real name?
Why do I know more than you guys at this point? Tetanitis.
Tetanitis. Tendonitis.
Tantalir Tivian. Tantalir. Tendonitis.
Tendonitis.
Sounds like a Key and Peele sketch, guys.
Tendonitis tenderloin or something.
Tavon. Yeah. All right. What you were itching for some theories? Get them out. Let us. Look,
about which movie?
Endgame? Anything. Yeah,
what do you got?
Oh, I don't have any theories.
Let's go. Batman Ooh. Beyond.
Where are we going?
Your premise.
Okay, so my background. I'm a film guy. I went to school for film. Graduating here pretty soon. Been a long road with film production, filmmaking, writing stories. Been into comics my whole life, so it was kind of a natural path for me. I watched all the animated series of every superhero I can think of. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my Marvel guy. DC's my Batman guy. I worked for Todd McFarlane for a number of years, so that was kind of
cool.
I worked for him, and a lot of fun experiences. Got to meet Jim Lee there, and Frank M-A-G. He did the cover for... like Korn and a couple of those people. He's another artist. I've met a lot of artists working there. Got to see footage of movies before they came out that he was working on. And wow. So it was really cool to work for somebody like that and get to, be immersed in comic lore and Spawn and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've always been into comics. So Marvel, I've followed since Iron Man. I mean, after the film, the MCU, you saw what they did at the end of every movie was there was a little scene and they would slowly show you, knit it together until we got to the Avengers. It was part of this long-term plan that DC just never could really capture,
right?
In my opinion, but
well, they started their movies were so dark and straightforward that because they had the Dark Knight and that whole series and that worked so well.
Right. It was self-contained and that was a problem. It didn't connect anything. So
right.
It was this nice little three-book series and it was perfect. And Christopher Nolan's a genius. And then it was just you're done.
Right. But so, then the DCU, that's, but it didn't have, Marvel was tied together by humor, I think.
Correct.
A lot of things that made you laugh. It wasn't just It wasn't just a drama.
And the human aspect. They really humanized these heroes. True. They had to make it relatable for the audience.
Right.
So Iron Man was this, like, you know, pompous billionaire who made weapons.
Which is very relatable to people.
And then they, like, basically stripped that away to the human element of, like, he realized that life was the most important thing and that helping and saving people was what really mattered. And so, he, you know.
Of course, I am Iron Man.
Wow. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, well, I'm not. So what was the theory that what you were, who was,
I don't know if they're going to different dimensions is going to happen. So
DC
for Marvel, let's go back to Avengers Endgame. So okay. we'll go there.
Well, that's where I wanted to go. And then you went to DC.
I'm sorry.
You're
about
killing
that.
Me.
People are itching.
Itching.
So Endgame, it's going to be a 3-hour movie. You're going to get 2:45. Probably there's a long-standing rule in the movie theater that you can't really do 3 hours because you can't fit that many movies in it for showings per day,
right?
And they lose money, so you're going to be probably 2:45, maybe like 35. It's going to be long. You're going to have to go to the bathroom a few times. But as far
what
as
are you drinking?
Oh,
beer.
Yeah, I mean,
at movie theaters you can drink whatever you want now.
I mean,
no, I'm hunkering down to get there.
But for Endgame, I think they showed you with these breadcrumbs of what they're going to do. They showed you what you're supposed to see already, and that's the most fun part of movies is they already showed you that they have the mold for the Infinity Gauntlet. They're going to reforge one. Thanos was in the trailer walking around with his, you know, suit up on the Scarecrow a la a comic shot. I love the shots when they do a shot in the movie and it's right off the page from the comic book, like 300 was like their storyboards were the pages.
But wasn't that where Adam Warlock comes in, right?
He's supposed to be around somewhere. That was Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is when we started hearing about his like creation, yep. I think.
But he's
at the very end of it.
Just read Infinity Gauntlet and you actually told me about Adam Warlock. Name him Adam. Was Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
And she'll name him Mini Adam, which is tinier than an atom. I should call him Nucleus. Was that a little too nerdy for you guys?
I know what a nucleus is.
It got me. Shouldn't laugh loud. I'm sorry.
So no, it didn't deserve it. You're right. Keep it real, kids. So you believe that's where you're going with that?
Well, just they're gonna have to. If you look at the trailer and everything that we've seen, they left the original Avengers untouched. They're all fine.
Right, my daughter did notice that. She told me that's, and I go by a 12-year-old.
So there's that. There's something to notice there. I don't think I can give like complete theories and like, oh, this is going to happen because that would be presumptuous. But there's things they're showing us, and it's like you know there's something there.
Well, a lot of times go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say I did show red herring in the first the Infinity War trailer because remember that clothing shot of the trailer where it was like Black Panther, Captain America, the Hulk, and all of them like running,
which wasn't in the movie. Hulk wasn't in there
exactly. So I am a little worried of that now. Not like, oh, everything's a lie type deal, but in the same vein, knowing that they're like that never happened. And unless they're going to go back to Wakanda to have a closing battle, that will never have happened. In which case,
unless it did happen, but time travel,
I think there's going
to
be a time
and then it does happen.
Wow.
So I think they're going to have to try to fix it by going back in time.
Yep.
And so in the reality that they're in, I think Ronan is going to show up in maybe an alternate reality or in
their wait a second. Thought. You mean to tell me you built a time machine out of Mark V? Doc, this is heavy.
No, this sucker's electrical.
Oh man, we just did Back to the Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I thought this
Iron
was
Man I felt good about that.
What is that?
So this is the trailer. This is showing you still images of the trailer for Endgame.
Uh-huh.
If you want to look at the different color
different
schemes,
hues,
reality,
the rainbow,
soul, mind, time, space, and power. They're different colored like the Infinity Stones. That's the Russos. The Russos did that. They're on a whole nother level that we just aren't even aware
of. That's that next level right there.
Yeah. So if you look, those color schemes are in the trailer and they make up all the colors of the Infinity Stones.
Whoa.
I noticed something weird about
it. Did you come up with that?
It's been
floating
around.
I wish you had. That'd have been great.
Frank is calling his daughter in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I can see the look on your face. You were calling your daughter in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I like to see weird stuff. Like I subscribe to a lot of entertainment, you know, pages on Facebook and some Marvel fan pages that are pretty far up there.
Next time, tell people you came up with it.
I came up with this really cool meme about the Russos and the different color
hues. I'm texting. Hey guys, be engaging. I'm going to text my daughter right now. Oh. Yeah, just keep going.
So I told the guy, get off my car.
Make it weird, Brandon.
I think that they have to go back and, you know, and fix stuff. So Ronan's going to be part of the timeline where he loses his family. And they're going to grab him, and I do think they're going to grab some folks.
They're probably gone within the when they killed half the world.
I think he's in the normal timeline that we're in. It's called so just for the record, I think as far as I understand, the Russos and Marvel films, they're referring to the snap as the decimation. That's what they're officially calling it. The when he snapped, it's called the decimation and wiped out half of everything in the entire universe. Wow. So and there's ripple effects even in the Netflix series, like Luke Cage is gone, and you know some of these shows have been canceled.
I think they're going to show back up in the Defenders. I think they're canceling all the shows so they can do the Defenders.
They did the Defenders.
I think they're going to do part two.
Well, Disney's got their streaming service launching in 2019 this year.
We're thinking around.
And I think they're going to pick up all these shows and reboot them and start them over in a different storyline. So I don't think they're dead, and I think they're just transferring.
That Luke Cage show was bad. Like I loved season two. Like at the very end when he becomes the boss.
I like season one.
Like I was mad when they can't.
But there's no way. I mean, so many people like that. So many people.
It's not done. Disney is trying to secure its rights back and put all its eggs in the same basket. It's the same with the movie rights. They're like back in like the 90s, like Marvel like fired all these properties off to the winds and were selling them.
That's
and
what you're talking about.
People had all, you know, I think Fox had like the opportunity to own every single hero. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no.
And then Stanley got rich.
Like someone figured out like, oh, we could do stuff with these. So like the different characters were scattered to the many winds of the studios. So like Sony has Spider-Man and Venom and all these other folks, and Fox has Ghost Rider and the Fantastic Four, which tanked.
Remember that awful 1994 Fantastic Four movie?
I do. You had to pirate it to get it. It wasn't released.
The 1994.
No, because it wasn't released. Yeah, it was a pirated movie. You had to download it watch it.
Hold on. Breaking news. My daughter already knew about it.
Smart kid.
Sorry. She sent me something about Ant-Man earlier today, too. Oh,
it was about the Ant-Man being in the... Actually...
She's got. This is what I got during the podcast. Avengers Endgame fan theory says heroes will travel into alternative timelines. Yeah. Guess who said the heading from the article with the Doctor Strange picture? It was me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
yeah, it's gonna be a good flick.
So maybe we should have your daughter on the show.
No, I want to, but she gets worse than you the first time you touch the mic. She goes like she doesn't like you got better real fast. Like she gets scared. So
you look like you're trying to like devour an ice cream cone.
It's like right
how would
there.
You know anything about that, Justin?
Oh no,
that really cut me deep.
I noticed you wore black today. That's slimming,
just
right?
Just trying to be professional, trying to dress nice.
You did like a stage, like a guy on a stage. That's really great.
I like to be professional. You know, you work with working with folks, and you know. Gentlemen such as yourself, I'm familiar with your work. I grew up with that.
So. Keep going. Tell me more. Hold on. Tell me more, guys. Keep going.
Tell him about himself.
Let's do an hour of how great
I know
great
you don't
I
like
am.
Doing your gigs, your set, rather. I know you don't like doing it at lunch. There was an incident in Chicago that I read about in an article.
What was that?
It was a few years ago in Chicago. They had you called your agent, were really, really mad because they set you up by doing a set at lunchtime and people were like clinging their plates.
Oh, that's when I was like doing colleges back around 2000.
Is that when it was?
That's when you first start doing comedy. Mm-hmm. Terrible events and you go.
Yeah, but lunchtime.
Lunchtime. They turned off Sports Center in like 2000 and everybody's like, boo. And then it's me up there and I'm doing John Matthews. Hey, folks, John Matthews, blah, blah, blah.
It's great.
I love
that. And I know it's genius, happy. Right?
I
it's
can brilliant. Go home now. I'm
it's
done.
Brilliant. That's how we should end it. All right. Brandon's Comics. I'm fantastic. I'm Reed Richards.
I'm a little crazy. I'm Brandon.
Brandon. We had a lot of fun. Frank. I don't plug myself. It's comicplayground.com. We'll get you $1. Instagram, Twitter feeds and whatnot. Everybody here, follow us. Makes us bigger and stronger and more powerful. Avengers Assemble. I don't know. I'm tired. That was four podcasts we did and Donnie.
Yeah.
Four and Donnie.
I ate two pizzas today.
You die.
Yeah.
And now you're 102 pounds.
I actually lost like 45 pounds.
You're the king of the wow. Any joke you go,
wow. Well, I go especially wow with the bigger, like stricter ones, like the ice cream cone. I was like, wow.
Is he like
our hype man? Instead of yeah,
you know
yeah.
Funny?
Wow.
You know, give me as long as I have a role. I'll
that you got a catchphrase though. Yeah. You've already done like wow. There's gonna be people. They're gonna mix it.
Wow.
But yeah, but
I can't do that.
They're gonna, you know what they're gonna do though? They're, mm-hmm. People, if we get popular enough, what's gonna happen is they're gonna do like remixes and what's the mashups, mm-hmm. And then it's like boom, boom, wow, like Ferris Bueller,
yeah.
And Corbin. All right, great job, everybody. We love you all. Email us at anything at Comic Playground
or Brandon's Comics.com.
Brandon's Comics. Yeah.
Like us on Brandon's stuff. Comics Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and we'll put all that stuff in the info, what's it called? Description. Yeah.
Description below.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming out.